Here we go. Second quarter about to begin. Both teams out of the locker room. John, what does Ubley need to do to get back into this game?
I'm kind of interested, Clark, to see what Coach Pickle is going to do as far as the starting lineup. Normally, on a senior night, it's always a nice thing, a nice thing for a coach to go ahead and start five seniors. But that's not necessarily who he normally starts. And basketball is a game of continuity. And it just seemed to me that Ubley skipped a little bit of a beat in that first half. And once they started doing their normal routine as far as substitutions, that's when all of a sudden they start taking off on that. They got a little more comfortable. As far as what Ubley needs to do, you know, don't panic. They're only eight down. And what they're going to do is they're going to be cutting it down to somewhere in the third quarter, probably a tie, and then fourth quarter make their run. For Brown City, you know something? They had a good first quarter, and that was due to the fact of what we just talked about with the continuity issue. But if you get those guys hot, and especially if you get Andrew Knox on the right side, if you notice, he went over to the left side and he couldn't hit a thing. So if he finds that right side again, you know, I don't know what Coach Pickle's going to do. Probably get some dynamite out there to blow him off that spot.
And when we're talking about the right and left side, we're not talking about the presidential primary that's taking place today. We're talking on the right side or left side of your radio. All right, well, we got 8 minutes back on the clock starting this third quarter. Brown City leads the Bearcats by 8, 30-22. Neither team is not even close to foul trouble. Ubley had a total of 3 in that first quarter, or first half. Brown City had 1. So we have Brian White, Nick Sweeney, and Marshall Ifran each with a foul. Tyler Banks has the lone foul for the Green Devils in the whole first half. Both teams coming out. Ubley will be getting it now to start the second half due to possession arrow. Ubley now going right to left across the radio. Brown City going left to right.
Ubley is starting their normal starters right now. I see Nick Sweeney and I also see Gabe Messing in.
As Nick Sweeney gets it across the timeline with ease being guarded by Spikeski. Right to left across the radio over there, Gabe Messing, left wing, trying to feed it into Lifran, being guarded by Baird. Instead, they get back to the top key to Sweeney to reset things. 7 3-quarters left in the third. Ubley leading, trailing by 8 to Brown City, 30-22. Josh White inside the paint tries to get it, nothing there. Back on the Marshall Lifran, he tries for himself inside the paint, takes the jump shot, gets fouled on the way up. This looks like it's going to be number 23, Charles Baird, getting the charged foul. The first of the half for Brown City. And Baird's first. At the line shooting 2, Marshall Lifran. First one's good. Marshall Lifran has a very smooth stroke. In senior festivities tonight, they said he will be playing basketball at a higher level. Not exactly sure where.
If you were a young player, you ought to just come out and watch this young man play because he is fundamentally sound.
As he missed the first one off the front of the iron, they get a rebound by Gabe Messing. Feeds it over to Josh White at the right post. He goes up, and it's fouled on the way up. The shot is good. The old-fashioned three-point play might be happening here for Josh White, who now has 6 points, trying to make it 7. The foul is on number 5, Ryan Spikeski, his first. Brown City second of the half, and it's good. So 3 points on the board for Josh White off that play. He now has 7, cuts the lead only to 4 for Brown City. Fisher across the timeline being guarded heavily by Mitchell Guza. Andrew Knox was there to set the pick, and he got plowed over by Mitchell Guza. And he is actually Mitchell Guza is going to get the foul. Brown City ball outside on the base, on the right of midcourt. Mitchell Guza, that's his first, team's first for Ubley in the half. Andrew Knox, right wing over to Baird, deeper in the wing. On the right side, feeds it into Tyler Banks. It was tipped by Marshall Lifran out of bounds. Brown City ball on the baseline, right side of your radio. 7-12 to go in the third quarter. Brown City now only has a 4-point lead over Ubley. As Fisher takes a 3 from the right wing, this one goes no good. Rebound, it's still loose. Baird picks it up at the left elbow. Tyler Banks, left corner, back out to Spikeski, being guarded by Nick Sweeney. And it's stolen by Mitchell Guza. Back over to Sweeney, right side, goes up for the layup. This one's missed, and it's going to be last touched by no word yet. The one official throws his hands up, and the other official says Brown City ball. Wow. I thought that was last tipped by Brown City, but otherwise the ugly crowd, not a fan. Feed it into Fisher.
Well, this being election day, if there are all the ugly fans that vote on that.
This isn't a caucus. This is a primary. Over to number 10. Fisher gets it loose by Cecil Guzzi up to Kate Messing for the easy layup on the right side, and it's good. Kate Messing with his first points of the night makes it a layup. And only trailing by 2 points, they're trailing by 8 only a minute and a half ago. It's 30-28, Brown City leading. Tyler Banks on the right side, gets tied up with Marshall Lackrand, gets the shot off still, but right into the hands of Josh White on the rebound. Nick Sweeney slows things down, taking his time across midcourt. 6:10 to go in the third. Probably now only trailing by 2 points. Cade Messing in the right corner, being guarded by Banks. Trying to feed it into Lackrand, they do at the right post. He turns and shoots with the easy layup, and it's good. When I say easy, that is not easy, but for Lackrand it is. We have a tie ball game, 30 apiece, and the Brown City wants to take a 30-second timeout. John, what's the difference in the second half?
Well, you know, the first half, you just kind of go after each other, and that's exactly what they did. Right now, Ubley is in a position where they are we're in striking distance, and they did tie it up like we had talked about earlier. They're being a lot more controlled on their offense. And believe me, that last shot, I didn't think had a prayer of going in. Marshall Lifebrand somehow snaked it in and put a little body English on it, and gosh, it just went down.
On senior night, some things happened for you. Brown City has not scored in this third quarter yet. Ubley has 8. 3 of those coming from Marshall Lifebrand, 3 of those from Josh White, the other 2 from Gabe Messing. Ubley's kind of putting on a three-quarter pressure throughout. Now here comes the full-court pressure. Knox tries to pass it in. They do to Banks. Here comes the trap on the right side. Gets across the timeline to McKesky. Ubley retreats. 5:50 left. Tie ball game, 30 apiece. And it's picked by Mitchell Guza, who's also started to make a difference in this game in a large way with about 3 steals in this third quarter alone.
And that's not to count all the deflections he's got.
Exactly. Tyler Banks kicks it into McKesky right at midcourt. Being guarded by Lifebrand about 7 inches between these two. Andrew knocks down the left elbow, and he tries to pass it across the court, but he's hit on the arm by number 34, Marshall Lifebrand. That's his second foul, Ubley's second of the half, so it's Brown City ball underneath their own hoop. They kick it way out, touchdown to Spikeski, drops in court, then done. Top of the key over to Fisher. Banks in the corner, back out to Fisher, feeds it in the left elbow to Baird, gets it loose by Mitchell Guza, but into the hands of Banks. Now Fisher has it. Over to Andrew Knox, right wing, back up to Fisher, over to Baird, into the corner to Spikeski, back out to Knox. This is being tiring here. Over to number 5, Spikeski, over to Knox, over to Banks, off the corner, back over to Knox on the right wing.
Knox had a notion. He's on his sweet spot, too.
It's like he's playing shotgun with the ball. The old drill from Pee Wee basketball. Over to number 11, Banks, over to Fisher, drives the baseline against Lifebrand, and a block call.
This is where things are going to go a little crazy. This is the third foul on Marshall Lifebrand.
And about 2 in the past 30 seconds. John, you said at the beginning of the game, call trouble. Is it going to make a difference? Well, Marshall Lifebrand has 3 now. Knox takes the 3 from the corner. This one's no good. Spikeski is the last one to get it. Loose ball for about a few seconds there. Banks now with the left wing over to Spikeski. Banks has it. Dribbles inside the arc on the left wing. Back over to Spikeski, top of the key. Back over to Banks. Brown City loves to move the ball a lot and excessively.
Right now they have Baird on the inside, and that's exactly where Lifebrand is patrolling. And I kind of thought that maybe they might want to go ahead and get it to him.
As Spikeski takes that with prayer, that one is no good. Rebound, Ubley. Down the whole court, over to number 22, Mitchell Guza goes up to the left-handed layup on the left side. Proud for that. Gets up and gets hammered on the way up, so he's into the line 4-2. Mitchell Guza, that is. Brown City, that's their third foul, and that goes against number 5, Spikeski. That's his second. First free throw is up and good. Mitchell Guza now has 1 point of the night. Lifebrand sits down. Austin Drake is back in the game for the Bearcats. 4.5, just under 4.5 left in the third. And the second.